You're listening to WKAR. I'm Michelle Jokishpolo. A local organization is working to highlight emerging ethnic businesses and artists in the area with curated pop-up shops in downtown Lansing. LAN Art Bus was started this year with the goal of bringing attention to business owners who are ethnic minorities and bringing residents who don't usually venture into downtown to downtown Lansing. Ciso Dlatla is the founder of LAN Art Bus. He joins me now. Thanks for being here, Ciso.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about LAN Art Bus and why it's important for you to get these businesses to be in spaces in downtown Lansing.
Sure. A quick overview of LAN Art Bus is that it is really three of my favorite words put together and a definition of what I do. LAN Art Bus is short for Lansing Art Business. I'm from Lansing. I'm trained as an artist and a designer, and I am really interested in business and entrepreneurship.
Ciso, tell me, why Lansing?
Michelle, I'm from Lansing. In the same way I didn't choose the family that I was born into, I did not choose the city where I was from. I'm constantly saying that I would probably feel this way about anywhere that I was born. I happen to be born in Lansing. My name is a Zulu name. I was given by my grandmother. I was born around the time Nelson Mandela was freed from prison. So that name means a blessing to myself, to my family, and those around me. And wherever I'm at, I try to bring value and be a blessing. So like it or not, Lansing has stuck with me while I'm here, trying to make it the best that I can.
So your pop-up events are called Block Markets. Tell me about them and what you're trying to accomplish.
Block Market is a name that I settled upon because block is a way of referencing the neighborhood, taking a walk around the block. It also talks about the community aspect. I liken it to Cheers and how the intro song says, everybody wants to go somewhere where people know your name. And the sensation of being able to walk my neighborhood streets and be familiar with business owners, other residents, even homeless people and the police officers, it's my block. Hopefully other people feel that way about their neighborhood. And market is definitely an entrepreneurial and business oriented word. And I'm all about increasing and promoting business in my neighborhood, hence Block Market.
Ciso, tell me when this event is going to happen and where it's going to be at.
It is going on Saturday and Sunday, December 19th and 20th at 320 North Capitol Street. That is at the former Gibson's Books and Beans. The reason why this is so significant is for a long time, this property has sat vacant. And instead of addressing it as an eyesore and speaking primarily on how it is empty, what is going on is we're considering how can we activate it? How can we energize it? How can we look at it for the potential that it has. So we have a pop-up that's going on in this location to address the aspect from that point of view.
Tell me more what it's been like organizing a pop-up market during the pandemic.
I would not have been able to do any kind of organization with these pop-ups without the assistance of a very vibrant, intellectual, and experienced Black woman named Najima Iman. Najima is the definition of the kind of person that I believe my neighborhood should be filled with, primarily because she is heavily invested in seeing the Lansing area grow and develop. When she sees Lansing, she sees potential. The reason this sticks out to me is because people who are normally from where she's from don't feel that way about Lansing. She'll be the first one to tell you she's Queens born, Detroit raised, and eventually she made her way to Lansing. What that means is she brings the hustle and bustle of New York, and she brings the grit and attitude of Detroit, and she has made her space here in Lansing. And like stereotypical Detroiters, when she first came, all she could do was identify Lansing's shortcomings in comparison to Detroit. But what she did was she stayed here. She became invested. She saw the potential. Now she wants to take her connections, her cultural awareness, as well as her entrepreneurial experience. And instead of take it back to Detroit or take it back to New York, she wants to root it deeper and deeper in the Lansing culture. And that is the kind of person that I believe will make Lansing what it can be.
Ciso Dladla is the founder of Lan Art Bus. Their next block party event takes place today and tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the old Gibson's Books and Beans in downtown Lansing. Thank you for joining me.
I appreciate it.
You're listening to WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. For more state news, visit us online at WKAR.org. I'm Michelle Jokishbolo.